Episode 15, Growing Your Business. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. This is it, everyone, the final episode of the Be Your Own Boss podcast. But before we dive straight into how to grow your business, let's have a quick recap on episode 14. In the last episode, we talked about managing time and, of course, your work-life balance. I talked you through the 12 handy time-saving tips, which include the importance of being organised, creating to-do lists, reducing interruptions, and remember, don't procrastinate. Once you've set up your business and it's all going well, you might now be thinking, how do I grow the business? Well, don't worry, I'm here to talk you through some of the things you can do to grow your business. It's fair to say that starting up a business is not easy, and unfortunately, scaling it up can be even harder. If you're used to doing everything yourself and managing things on a tight budget, then growing your business can be a bit of a shock to the system. There's a difference between working in the business and working on it. As you scale up, you may have to recruit and train staff, learn to delegate and set up new systems in order to expand. You may need to start sharing roles, which may be difficult for you. Your business is yours and you've never had to consider someone else before. Before you start taking the next steps and growing your business, you need to consider the pros and cons. There's nothing wrong with staying the same size. Ask yourself, do I really want to run a big business? That said, there are plenty of businesses that started on a kitchen table and have gone on to become household names. Now, wouldn't that be brilliant? If there's a growing demand for your product or service, it's well worth taking advantage of this. And if you don't, then your competitors will. Make sure you're the first. Here are 7 ways you could start to grow your business. Sell more products or services to existing customers. Attract new customers. Make your product or service a bit different so you appeal to more people or put yourself in a new market. Open a new branch in a new location. Same thing, but more customers to market yourself to. Start selling online. There's an international 24/7 market online, so why not make the most of it? Expand your range of products or services. Franchise your business. And start exporting. It's worth noting that scaling up your business can be stressful, but there are some ways to take the stress out of it, and they are. Try outsourcing or partnering before you recruit new staff. Look for flexible premises that can expand with your business, such as serviced offices. Take advantage of business support and advice from Business Wales aimed at growing your business. Talk to your bank manager or accountant about the best ways to grow. Work with a mentor who has grown a business to benefit from their wisdom and experience. Test the demand for new products or services before you roll them out. So that's it, everyone. The end of the Be Your Own Boss podcast. You're ready to take on the world of business. But if you've still got some unanswered questions or feel ready to speak to a business advisor, then don't waste any more time. Get in touch now. Before I go, I'll just tell you about 2 things you should keep an eye out for on the Big Ideas website. Firstly, Big Ideas Wales hosts events and workshops to help you become a successful young entrepreneur. From showcasing opportunities to competitions, if you're interested in becoming your own boss, head over to the opportunities page on the website and see what's available to you. Secondly, if you're ambitious, motivated, and raring to start your own business, then you need to think about Bootcamp to Business, a 3-day residential course for 18 to 25-year-olds in Wales. The Bootcamp to Business will teach you entrepreneurship essentials, allow time to network with other aspiring entrepreneurs and those who have already been there, done that, and help you get your business idea off the ground. That's it from me, everybody. I've really enjoyed guiding you on your journey to starting your own business. Stay motivated, passionate, and just be your own boss. As always, there's always someone who can answer any questions you may have, so don't forget to get in touch. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000. Live chat on the Business Wales website or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. I'll speak to you all again very soon.